Welcome to episode 560 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part of bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth and Anna. So we know that you think our jobs are glamorous, traveling to different locations and getting to experience all the cool things, but really, guys, it's work. So
it really is.
So this week we wanted to pull back the curtain and give you a glimpse of what it's really like. And Elizabeth just attended the Global Travel Marketplace event in Fort Lauderdale, and she's here to give us all the details. So let's get started. So this is one you need to be invited to, right? You have to kind of qualify for this one.
Yeah, you have to qualify. You actually can apply. Don't have to, you know, it's not like sorority rush or anything. You apply. You can also, if you are a past attendee, you can recommend people. But yes, it's considered, it is the top industry event, certainly of its kind. It's very focused. And so it's a good one for us to talk about, sort of pulling the curtain back, because I think it's very easy to say, oh, there goes Elizabeth. She's off to Fort Lauderdale again. Must be so nice. Take three guesses if I actually set foot on the beach.
Well, what about the pool? Did you go to the pool? Did you go to the bar?
I actually did not.
Oh, what?
We can talk about why. So GTM is put on by North Star, which is they publish Travel Weekly. That they are sort of a premier travel publisher and news source and information source and sort of all around travel.
They do Cruise World too, right?
They do Cruise World as well, yes. And so, which is also a top industry event.
Yeah.
And so this one is smaller, generally less than 200 agents. It hovers right around 100 agents, I believe. Although I could be wrong about that now that I'm saying that out loud, and it is 2.5 days. So, it's also completely hosted. And so what that means is, the reason why you have to apply and pass this rigorous, you pass an interview, you have to prove your sales. And the reason for that is because the suppliers who are coming to this, and suppliers means the people who provide vacations. So think Royal Caribbean, think Disney, but also think smaller tour operators like some little company in France that, you know, does tours and things. So a wide variety of people all pay to attend this event, and part of their fees go to cover the agents or we are also called in the industry buyers. People who match, we're brokers really. So we're matching our clients with these various suppliers based on what we know about the clients. So that's really the essence of what a travel advisor does, right? Is we broker these trips. We represent the supplier to the client, and we represent the client to the supplier to justify that match. So it's 2.5 days, and the entire time you basically sign a contract, if you will, an agreement, I'll say, I don't know how legally binding it is, that you will attend all events at the conference.
Okay. Cool. So that's cool. So when you say hosted, I think people are going to hear, oh, you get to travel for free.
and this time I do. So they paid for my airfare. They paid for my hotel. Nice. Only for the nights of the conference. So I have learned from previous experience of going to this conference that I need to come in a day early, because the conference starts at 2:00 on a Thursday. And if you come in that morning, you may even still have your luggage with you when you go to the first event, because the room might not be ready. So I prefer to come in a day early. So I pay for a hotel night for that night before, but it's so well organized. And it's all, you know, when I'm told that I've been accepted, they send me a registration, and I can say that I want to arrive, you know, the day before, or I want to stay a day later or whatever. And then they cover the nights that are covered. And then at the end, I'm charged for the extra night. In my case, just one extra night. So,
right.
Yeah.
Nice. So 2 days sounds like a very packed, busy time.
Yeah. 2.5 days.
Okay.
So,
I mean, I haven't been to this, so I'm thinking, you know, conferences I usually go to have like an open general session and classroom time. Is it kind of typical like that?
A little bit, but it's much more focused than that. And I have a lot less say in the activities. So for example, there is an opening session. They basically call it orientation. And that is it's about an hour, and they have a speaker who is a supplier during that time, but they also explain to us how everything's going to go. Mm-hmm. And then we are dismissed from there to what they call boardrooms, which are basically conference rooms, about 10 advisors in each conference room, and we sit for 3 30-minute presentations. So, or four. It depends on the session, but the first one might have been four. And they're back to back. We have about 5 minutes in between to, you know, use the restroom or stretch our legs or whatever. And that is a presentation so the supplier comes in, does their PowerPoint or their, you know, their spiel, talks about their product and answers questions. And since there's only 10 of us in there, it gives us a really good chance to sort of ask specific questions and get to the heart of the product. Ask about changes if it's a supplier we know something about, that sort of thing. The end of that evening, after the boardrooms, then there was a reception that was basically 1 hour sort of hangout, meet people, mix and mingle. And they do this really fun thing, and they've done it every year that I've done this, and I've gone 4 times. You can't go every single year. There's rules about how often you can attend, mm-hmm. which makes total sense. But they do a icebreaker where they give you half of a picture and you have to find the other half and then you can win something. So you know, it gives you a reason to go around talking to people and matching up your pictures and everything. So out of 4 years that I've attended GTM, only once have I met my match, and I met it on the first day of this conference. So I was very excited to finally not be a loser, because for 3 years in a row, I was a big old loser. So it's a very fun icebreaker. Cocktails are served, so I did not go to the bar. And then I went out to dinner with, dinner was supplied at that reception. So I went to bed because I was tired. Mm-hmm. And then on Friday, we start bright and early in the morning, 7:15 in the morning. Nice. And we have a breakfast where a supplier presents, one or two, but usually it's one. And it's a plated breakfast. And then we are dismissed to boardrooms, and we have another 3 or 4 presentations. So another couple of hours in the boardrooms. And then we go sit at our table. Every, agent advisor has a table. It's numbered. Before we go to GTM, we sign up we go through this system that basically, it's almost like sorority matching, where you say, I would like to speak to these suppliers, and you pick between 50 and 70 suppliers that you from the list of people attending. And then the suppliers look at your bios as agents, and they pick the ones they want to talk to. And then the computer does its little matchmaking thing, and you get a schedule. And so I had 53 appointments. Each appointment is 6 minutes long.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's speed dating. So it's each appointment is 6 minutes long.
Speed dating on crack.
Yeah. Sit at the table, ready to take notes, and the supplier sits down, and you guys just talk for 6 minutes, whether, you know, I tell them a little bit about our agency, they tell me about their product, they ask, you know, how can we do business together, sort of figuring out what the ideal clients are, what kind of clients I have, you know, where we match up. And in 6 minutes, we're supposed to become lifelong friends. So, so that goes on for a few, you know, you do about 25, 26 appointments each day. Obviously it adds up to 53. Wow. So you have that session of the supplier meetings. Then you go to lunch right after. There's no break. You go straight to lunch, you sit down, you eat, you get another presentation from the stage. Then you go to your boardrooms and you have 2 more hours of boardroom meetings. And then you go back to your tables and you have
more speed dating.
Yeah, for more speed dating. And then at the end, you go have a drink.
Or two.
Or two. And so, yes, there's a little reception after that for cocktails. And then I actually went out to dinner with a supplier that we work with, Karen from Allianz, who's our main insurance supplier.
I adore her.
Really lovely dinner with her. That's a whole story in and of itself. We need a whole other podcast for it. The restaurant was full of characters, full of South Florida characters. That's all I can say.
Oh, fun. Nice.
It was like, is this even real life? Like, is this really happening? So then we don't go to the bar when we come back because yes, it's only 9:30, but, we got to get up at 7:15 and you know, the first session is at 7:15 the next morning. So Saturday morning, rinse and repeat. Exactly the same things. Boardrooms, tables, boardroom, or lunch. Well, breakfast, boardrooms, appointments, lunch, boardrooms, appointments. And then it's over.
Okay.
And there's a farewell reception,
And how much do you retain from this?
Right. So that is a really good question. And it's so interesting because I actually talked to some of the suppliers about this as well. Just sort of, you know, I've experienced it on my side four times, but I never really thought about it from the supplier side. So they give us a directory and we actually jokingly refer to it as the Bible that has all of the advisors listed in the front half and all the suppliers in the back half. And there's a little bit of room to take notes for each one. So as the suppliers are meeting with us, they're taking notes in that book, you know, under our picture. And then as we're meeting with them, we're taking notes in that book under their picture. I actually didn't take very many notes in my book this year because I put it directly into the computer. But I don't retain a whole lot of it. But that's where the Bible then comes in handy. So I at least get to, there's a few people that I'm usually impressed by. Like there's something that's just an immediate click for our agency. This year, I got to hear a presentation in the boardroom from a supplier in New Zealand, Australia, New Zealand, that I was really excited about. I'd never heard of them before. And sort of what they could do, I feel really matches our clientele really well. So that one's stuck in my head. Like I'm 100% in on that one. Yeah. But then there are some other ones that I didn't really know anything about that I was surprised about. There's a cruise line in China that's now doing the Yangtze River. It used to be that American River Cruise companies would charter them, but the American River Cruise companies haven't come back and the European ones haven't come back since COVID. Mm-hmm. So now they're running their own cruises. So they've formed an entire cruise line. And we got to hear a presentation from them. So like all sorts of different suppliers. You tend to remember the ones that you needed to meet the most, but then you get some pleasant surprises. You know, I actually talked to somebody who does India and the entire subcontinent of India. And then literally 2 days after I got back, I had a colleague say, does anybody have a supplier for Bhutan? And I was like, oh, I actually do. And I, you know, like I remember that. So yeah. Do I retain a lot? No. But I also get follow-up emails. And so my email box is full today of, you know, so nice to meet you at GTM. And here's our slide deck. Here's our, you know, here's all this information. So then I can just push it into our internal database so that you guys can access it, you know, later on.
Yeah. And I feel like you found some really good ones that like, I think TBO Holidays, didn't they come from GTM? And yeah, so some stuff. Like we all have benefited from you going and meeting these people.
Yep, so. Exactly. Go ahead.
I'm so sorry. No, you might have mentioned this before, and I didn't hear it or something. But how many suppliers are there at this?
I think a little over 100.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So there were a lot that I didn't actually.
So you had are there like all levels of like whether you've got budget clients all the way up to super high-end luxury clients?
Yes.
Is it a nice mix of everything?
It is. This one is sort of geared to the everything kind of agent. They also do a show called GTM Luxury. This is actually the first year that they're doing it, where those will be much higher end suppliers only because there are advisors out there who specialize in luxury. We as an agency at Outlander, and I'm telling you this, but it's not you I'm talking to, but whoever's listening to this podcast, we're kind of a premium agency. So, and we sell everything from budget all the way up to luxury. But going to a show that just specialized in luxury, that kind of a show wouldn't really suit our agency. this one I do get a wide array. And like the first year I went, I met with a lot of suppliers that I was already using, but I didn't know very well, you know, just a good chance to get to know them better and let them know who I am and that we're a serious agency and we're, you know, mm-hmm. we're doing good work. So it puts us on their radar. But then now this year, you know, I've graduated and this year I really went to specialized small suppliers, little, what are called DMCs, with destination management companies, where they're boots on the ground in the location. So like a Greece supplier who's actually in Greece, who if you want to go to Naxos and Paros and, you know, maybe up to Meteora, places that, you know, most of the big companies don't necessarily go to, we can help you put together a really nice curated trip, basically created by locals, people who really know the area, not by Instagrammers who, you know, posted some pretty pictures of a place that they happened to go because they had a really good travel agent. Mm-hmm. So.
I know, like when we go to our industry conference Connection every year, they tell us to write down like three things at tops, because you're not going to, I mean, you come away with so many good ideas, but it's just so hard to implement that more than that, you know, because mm-hmm. there's so much information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, I have a stack of business cards, you know, 3 inches thick that I collected from all these suppliers. But as I go through them, there's, you know, I can create piles of, we could use these guys today. Right. These guys fit in our wheelhouse, but we don't necessarily, you know, we're not selling that right now. And then these guys will be like, I'll put this in the drawer in case somebody needs a supplier for Bhutan, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's, you definitely, there's definitely people I've met at these conferences that I will never use, not because they're bad, but because it just doesn't match our style. But it's always good to meet them because it can mm-hmm. always lead to something else.
So. Well, and I like hearing about different things that are out there that I didn't know about, you mm-hmm. know, and those one-on-one meetings, I think it just, like when we were at the ASTA conference and we got to meet the place that had like the cabins, you know, mm-hmm. like that was really cool. I'm like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going to check on
that specialty. I mean, that's why people come to us as travel advisors, because of these connections that we make. And I think it is, you know, you hear and see travel agents going to beautiful places. And I generally joke that I do get to go to some amazing places, but I'm working. So it's, you know, the view is really nice from where I'm working, but I'm working. And I'm not enjoying a place in the same way that you might enjoy it. Hopefully you would enjoy it if you went on vacation there. So the hotel we were in, it was the Diplomat Beach Resort, which is a beautiful property. It's a curio collection hotel, very comfortable, some wonderful amenities that I didn't get to take any part in, you know. And I saw lots of people in their bathing suits heading out to the beach. That was not me.
Yeah. So many of those times. Yeah. And like whenever we do something that is site inspections, you're walking around in the heat, hours and hours looking at hotel rooms, you know, like it's definitely work. It's fun, but there's a lot of work that goes with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed every single conversation I had. I enjoyed every presentation. I enjoyed every 6-minute conversation that I had. That's great, but it is a lot. And so I mentioned, I actually went over to talk to our CRM was there, Turn, the CEO and the COO of Turn were there. And I feel like we're old friends now. I went up and I was like, how are you guys? And they're like, just taking notes. And David Scholl looked at me. He was like, I don't know how you guys do this, because I am like furiously just trying to write all these small ideas, but you're getting like a fire hose of just information about all over the world. You know, everything that they're getting as suppliers is about them, right? So it's lots of ideas, but it's all in a one focused area. But I'm like talking to the guy from India, and then talking to the guy from Australia, and then talking to the woman from Canada. And, you know, it's just all over the place. And so then it's like, which small ship company was this? Was this the one that goes to Antarctica, or is this the one that goes to Tahiti? You know, it's kind of hard to put all that together. So I've gotten much better at taking notes at these things than I used to, but you do have to be pretty organized.
Yeah, it sounds like it, because I'm really bad about like taking notes, but not necessarily going back and looking at them. Yeah. Unless I really am like, wait a second, I know I heard something here, and then I'll go back and I didn't write that one thing down, you know?
Yeah.
So it's mm-hmm. kind of
one of the great things about having this book that they provide us that has that mm-hmm. list in there. Anytime a conference gives you a book like that, that's where it's a great place to take the notes, because then you'll remember, oh, I met them at GTM. And mm-hmm. then all you have to do is flip through the book and try to find them, you know?
Yeah.
Nice.
So do we want to mention any other conferences, or we think we're going to wrap
up? No, I mean, I think that this is, it just gives a good realistic, I sort of thought about it while I was there. I was like, it gives us a good realistic view of what we really do at these things. Cause I definitely, and we only post pictures when we're having cocktails with our friends, right? We don't post pictures when we're sitting in, you know, 56-minute meetings, you know, or if we do, people just scroll right by those and don't really think about it. But
true. Yeah.
Absolutely a lot of work. And I love every minute of it, but it is definitely not sitting on the beach with my laptop in my lap, drinking a pina colada.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, you know, I know one of our friends, Bridget, added on, you know, some extra time after, and she was so stressed out when she got back. She had so much to do. So, you know, it's, you can extend it and you can enjoy the place, but you still have like all this stuff to come back to. So,
well, and even when she extended, she was doing a familiarization, you know, educational trip. So they had her stacked, you know, just doing activity. They were fun activities, but you know, it's, and you can't check your email while you're on a airboat in the Everglades. So,
yeah. And you know, you're, and when you accept a trip like that, you're expected to do all the things. So,
Yes. Because you're literally being paid to do it, you know, in a way.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, you're taking a spot from somebody else too, you know, so you definitely want to keep that in mind.
But at the same time, it's, I'm not complaining about it, but it is how we, it's how we are good at what we do by attending these things. If we just sat at our desks all the time, and you guys have gone, you know, you haven't gone to this conference, but you've gone to other conferences that are equally valuable. And if we didn't do that, we wouldn't have the knowledge that we have, you know, if we're just getting our information from the internet by Googling, then we're not getting we're not adding any extra value. But that's why we're travel professionals, because we are making these connections.
Well, and I like that we all do different things. Like, you know, not all of Outlander agents are always doing the same thing. So like, you're doing this and you're the only one from Outlander that did it. So I feel like, you know, each of us, you know, I might not know anything about, oh my gosh, what was the place you said? The
New Zealand?
No. Started with the B.
Oh, Bhutan.
Yeah, Bhutan. Like, you know, but you know, I might not know anything about it, you know, but you get that one random agent that's like, hey, does anybody? Well, yeah. So, you know, doing all these different things, attending this, you know, we all bring in different areas of expertise and knowledge to the agency as a whole, so that we can, you know, I might not be super knowledgeable about New Zealand, but somebody in Outlander is.
Or know someone that can put that together.
Right. So it's, you know, I don't know.
And that's actually, I mean, that's even on our website. It's like, there's a statement on our website. It's like getting 15 brains in one, you know, because if you're working with Anna, but Anna doesn't know something about Pittsburgh. She knows she can call
Andy. I know exactly who to call. I'm going to call Elizabeth, clearly.
Yeah, clearly. I'll throw a shoe at you. But I think that is why you go to a professional for something like this. And honestly, it's just like any other profession. You know, there are plenty of lawyers out there who don't know everything, but they network with other lawyers, so they know who to talk to. Doctors, same way. I mean, you're not going to go to a lung surgeon for your heart surgery necessarily, although those two things might be kind of related, but they confer with each other and they learn from each other, and they have, you know, a sense of knowledge of, you know, who knows what, who's the person that I need to go talk to. And this conference really does bring that together. And it's not just about meeting the suppliers. It's also about meeting the other agents, because there are agencies who specialize in random things. I met an agent who her whole agency, all they do is, culinary and nature outdoors trips, not combined, but that, you know, well, sometimes combined, but so that those are the only two types of trips they book, period. So if I've got somebody who really wants to do a wellness getaway in a tropical rainforest, that might be the person I call, because I don't do a lot of wellness travel. So, you know, I know that she would know where to send me.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good point.
Yep. Yeah, I've built some really great relationships with other agents in just doing fam trips and conferences and, you know, things like that that are just.
And that is one thing so I will say about our industry. It's there's a lot of collaboration. It's not like a competition. You know, yeah. like people realize there's enough out there for everybody. You don't there need is. To go for it all. Yeah.
Yep. Exactly. For sure.
All right, cool. Yep. Well,
that's what I was doing last week.
Yeah, we were wondering because it looked like you were having so much fun.
I know. Yeah, that's I just was goofing off.
All righty. Well, that is our show for this week. Thanks for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.